Angry farmers driving tractors and pickup trucks converged on the capitals of major farm states and on the nation's capital today. The farmers have mobilized to show support for next week's threatened farm strike and to call attention to their dissatisfaction with the administration's farm policies. The farmers want the government to guarantee them 100% of parity. Parity is the measurement of a farmer's purchasing power in relation to the prices he receives for his product. For example, if a farmer went into town with a bushel of corn in 1912, he could sell it and buy a coat. Now, that bushel of corn only buys him a vest. The prices of things farmers buy have gone up much faster than the prices of things they sell, and the farmers want the government to make up the difference. Today, they brought their demands to Washington. NPR's David Mopus describes the scene.
With police helicopters hovering overhead and National Park Police standing by on horseback, the first wave of farm vehicles is now arriving. With temperatures in the teens, the protests got off to a slow start. There was trouble getting some of the tractors running, but they finally made it. The farmers have come from staging areas in Virginia and Maryland, and even though their numbers are much smaller than organizers had hoped, it still has been enough to tie up traffic on key routes into the city. This caravan of trucks, tractors, and combines is certainly a rare sight in this city of cars, limousines, and bicycles. But few local residents turned out to observe this protest. That didn't seem to matter to the farmers. Their message is aimed at Washington's politicians.
What we're trying to tell them is that the American farmer and rancher is no longer going to operate at a loss. We're going to operate like every other business in this country. We're going to operate at a profit. What we're asking for is a law requiring a fair parity price for all agricultural raw products that are produced in this country. We still have to go out and produce the crops. We have to fight the elements, the green bugs, the weather, the hailstorms, the windstorms, the rainstorms, and everything else. And when we do raise a crop, we want to be able to make a profit on what we raise. In fact, if things don't change, I'll probably get out myself. I've got a good enough education that I can go somewhere else and work, and I don't have to stay on the farm. I'm there for one reason, because that's where I want to be. That's what I want to do.
I've got woodlot, and woodland brings 21% of parity today. I can't afford to be a farmer because I can't afford to put the money together that it costs to be a farmer today. But I know what this means to the country, and we've got a situation here where if the small family farmer is forced out of business, well, you can just as well say that the American nation is going down the rat hole.
We don't expect to make a profit every year, but the outlook at this point is very bad. The cost of the things we buy has risen so much faster than any slight increase in the prices of what we sell, and therein lies the problem.
I would like to ask you at this time, what can be done about it then? It's very simple. Stand up and express your feelings. Tell your neighbors about your feelings. Tell them you're not trying to rob nobody, but you are asking for one thing. 100% parity, no more and no less. I don't care whether my congressman says it's too high. I don't care whether my insurance company says it's too high. I don't care whether the Secretary of Agriculture says it's too high. Stand up for yourself and say, I am worth a dollar on a dollar, and I'm going to demand it until I get it.
Do you think Congress and the White House are listening to this message and will act on it?
Well, they haven't done it yet. They haven't done it for 20 years. We got a farm bill out of this session of the legislature with it, which are the sweepings off the table for the American farmer. And they're listening to something else. Now, if they get hungry, maybe they'll listen.